the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everybody, and welcome on into the program. We are so glad to have you on board for the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. And we are well into the new year. It is underway. You are busy. We are busy. Peter is busy. And that's a good thing. As we continue our look back, Peter, really to 2022 and ahead to 2023. And I don't know if we want to start with good news or we want to start with bad news. But we have to talk about the U.S. debt ceiling and what that means for our listeners. We hit it in late January, triggering a series of emergency moves so the government can continue to pay its bills. Peter, this isn't the first time that this has happened. What are you telling your clients about this?
Yeah, I mean, look, we have to understand that the markets have its ongoing changes, right? And there are an enormous amount of different levels of volatility and also cycles.
Yeah.
So yes. So the U.S. government hit its debt ceiling in late January. It's triggering a series of emergency moves left and right. So Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. Treasury will start using what's called an extraordinary measure, okay, to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its debt obligation. The White House is urging Congress to raise the debt ceiling without condition, saying failure to do so could be really, really bad.
Yeah.
The House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, says he hasn't ruled out raising the debt limit, but says we must have a responsibility debt ceiling. And you have to understand that, we don't have control over these things, okay? And obviously, we don't have control over spending, right?
Right.
There's going to be an enormous amount of spending that we can't control. We'll never truly understand as to why they have to spend in certain areas, especially in the environment that we're in. I guess that's room for another time, another show. But yes, there were areas last year that we spent money on in the condition that we were in that just didn't make any sense, because technically, it's going to be 3 years fairly soon where the pandemic has started.
Yeah.
And we're still climbing out of it. Okay. It's still climbing out of it. So there are definitely emergencies in place for things like this, but we're up against some of the rarest times in history.
So let me ask you this. We can't control what's going on in Washington, but you can control your own spending, your own finances as we look ahead to 2023. What do these debt ceiling conversations trigger in your industry for conversations with clients about their own spending? Let's talk about something you can control in 2023, and that is in your own household, what coming in and what is coming out, and what does that look like for you?
Absolutely. You know what? I love that, because this is really important. So there are a lot of people who are trying to retire, okay, or even folks who are in retirement who never went through what's called an expense analysis. Never went through this exercise.
Right.
So we have to understand, how can we get a grip, okay, on making sure we are extremely strict when entering retirement, even when you're a couple of years before retirement, so you understand what you're tracking, okay? And once you're in retirement, because I kid you not, once you're in retirement, okay, and that official wage stops coming in, we have to create what's called a plan. Right? What are we covering in regards to your lifestyle, your expenses? How are you managing the amount of money that's coming in? When do you turn on Social Security? Who has a pension? Who doesn't have a pension? How do you create your own pension? How much money is left over for a spouse, and so on and so forth? There are so many areas that we need to make sure we're covering, so you understand those stages in retirement, because your first stage usually is your first decade. That's when you're most excited. You usually wind up spending more money, be your most active. You're checking off those bucket list dreams in retirement. So this is a conversation we have to have one-on-one.
And now is the time to do it. If you're thinking, man, I don't even have a written financial plan, let's get that done. Check this off your list for the new year. Call 1-800-880-8079. If you have questions, you can leave those there. You can leave us comments. You can text book to that number, and we'll send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy, 800-880-8079. And I want to remind everyone, the website, as always, is pcbfinancial.com. As we look back at 2022, it was a year for the record books, Peter. And a lot of these bullet points are not best evers for the record books. They go the other way, worst ever. There were some bright spots, energy stocks, as the U.S. Energy Index surged more than 60% in 2022. That, by the way, was its best year in its 24 history. But let's look at some of the losses looking back. The Morningstar U.S. Market Index lost 19.5% in 2022, leaving the stock market with its biggest annual loss since 2008. Wowza. You always tell your clients, don't put all of your eggs in one basket. A lot of these worst ever wrap-up points that we're looking at for 2022 did come with this Morningstar U.S. Core Bond Index and Corporate Bond Index, which, by the way, had its worst decline in its 23-year history. I know that you have to get in the weeds of these things with your clients who have questions about, where do I put my money? What do I do with it? What do you say when we look back at 2022, at the year that was, and perhaps some of the lessons that our listeners can learn from it?
Yeah, so, and this is really important. Number one, we have to understand that if something has been working in the market, the stock market, okay, and I'm not talking about anything else, I'm just talking about the markets right now, there are cycles that eventually expire. So what that means is, when there's a trend that's working for so long, it's eventually going to stop. It's not going to work forever,
right?
Okay. A rule of thumb here is, many years ago, you know, the old rule of thumb is, as you get older, okay, you want to start lowering your risk, obviously, right? So now they have told people in the workplace that you can now decrease your equity exposure and increase your fixed income, or in other words, bonds exposure, okay? And
yeah,
that will help you lower your risk. And as you get closer to retirement, you want to become a little bit more conservative, okay? Depending upon, you know, your lifestyle and so on and so forth. That was the old rule of thumb. And that is correct to a point, but you need to understand something. What you just said before, okay, the Morningstar U.S. Core Bond Index lost 12.9% in 2022, which was the biggest annual loss in performance history.
Ever.
History. You have to understand something to our audience here. What used to work, there's a very good chance it may not work ever again. And last year was a clear picture, okay, of proof that you need to understand what's called proper diversification and true diversification. And the way you manage money as you get closer to retirement and to get you through retirement is not just the basic model of increasing bonds and lowering your equity. It doesn't work like that. You need a number of different asset class allocations within the portfolio investments that you have, and not relying on two allocation models.
So yeah, conventional wisdom, you know, used to say we'd have more of our money in stocks when we're younger, more in bonds as we get into retirement. And you say people should be changing the way they think in today's economy. For our listeners who want more safer options or more conservative options for retirement income, you say what?
When people are looking for more options, you cannot just look for the basic options, okay?
Yeah.
And there's not really many areas where you could put safe money. It's not a gigantic list, but it's really the way you use it, all right? And everybody is unique in their own way, all right? So this is really more of a personal opinion or one-on-one approach of what would make sense for you. But you need to understand, and you need to identify. You need to identify. If you're holding, like last year, if you're saying to yourself, you are holding these core bonds, okay? Traditionally, they are designed to be pretty conservative, all right? They're designed to bring you some income. But history has showed that they have lacked that performance for a very long, long time. Now, I'm not beating up this area here, but the way you use it is very, very, very important. So we have to make sure this actually makes sense for you. And you have to identify and say to yourself, will this go down? Yes or no? That's it. And if it will go down, that's not considered a safe option.
Right.
You have to identify these things. Where will we put these within the portfolio? Will it make sense for you and why? That's it.
You know, my grandparents used to keep emergency money in between the dinner plates up in the cabinet in the kitchen. If you're thinking safe, I don't know that that's safe either. Under the mattress, there could be a fire. You need to talk about all of these things with Peter, especially if you don't have a written plan. How much should you save for retirement? Where do you save it? How do you make sure it will last after you leave your job, the workforce for good? Those are so many questions that are so important to answer if you are anywhere near retirement. And also, Peter, I'll remind you, for our younger listeners, start saving now. We hope that you have. And Peter can also do an excellent job guiding our younger listeners. Where should I be now to put myself in the best position for retirement? Let's talk about budgeting. I know one of the things you do, Peter, you will help our listeners uncover the main risks that pose a threat to retirement. Some of them you might not even have thought of. Inflation is one of them. We can't ignore that. It's staring us in the face every day. Stock market volatility, tax increases. And then, Peter, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about skyrocketing healthcare costs. That has to be part of any responsible retirement plan.
Yes, without a doubt. So when you're planning for these areas, and especially in inflation, it's very important that you understand that we're not just planning for inflation now. Inflation has been a topic forever, okay?
Yeah.
Just because we're hitting record level highs and has been like this for 40 years, that does not mean that now it gets all the attention. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to have inflation within the plan at all times, whether it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or 5 years from now. On average, every 20 years, prices usually double. So
yeah,
it could cost a dollar today, it could cost $2 in 20 years from now. So going through a plan or understand how to create a plan, you have to make sure you're covering all areas. It's look at it as one big puzzle, okay? Healthcare, inflation, income, choosing Social Security, heirs and what's going on to your estate, and so on and so forth, allocations and investments. You're looking at this one big puzzle. Now you're trying to put this puzzle together. And this puzzle needs to be connecting each other in order for it to make sense and create a plan.
And if you're listening and you don't know if you have a plan, the answer is probably no. Now is the time to give Peter a call. Check this off your list. Man, if you're listening and you're in your 50s, you're in your 60s, we want to hear from you. 800-880-8079. You can text book to that number. In the body of that text message, you can leave us a message. And we will ship you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. 1-800-880-8079, or go to pcbfinancial.com, pcbfinancial.com, where you will find a wealth of information about the topics we cover here every single week on the Modern Money Show. We are back with much more straight ahead.
Just as the seasons come and go, so too do the markets ebb and flow. If market volatility is making you nervous, give Peter a call. Make sure you're not taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Peter Bambara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bambara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on back to the program. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with the president of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. And I want to remind everybody the phone number, 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079. You can call us, you can leave us a message, you can ask questions. Sometimes we bring those questions up at the end of the program, and Peter answers those in live rapid-fire succession on the program at the end of the show. You can also go to pcbfinancial.com. And we want to spend a little bit of time this segment talking about life insurance. Do you have it? Do you need it? Is it helpful if you have a lot of debt? And Peter, we hope for people listening, if you are thinking about retirement, if you are knocking at the door of retirement, we hope that you do not have a lot of debt. We know that in 2020, more than half of all Americans were covered by some type of life insurance. So clearly people see this as useful, not only as a tool to protect your families, to protect your loved ones, but also as some sort of potential fourth or fifth stool as part of your nest egg. And Peter, people will ask, do I need it? And one of the things maybe they should be asking is not do you need it, but do you need life insurance for retirement? And there's a difference. Can you help people understand that?
Yeah, this definitely is a huge difference for when it comes to retirement. So as you know, when you're younger, there are a lot of different needs to make sure your family's protected, yes, make sure child education is fulfilled, you're protecting the loved ones, you know. And that's pretty much what life insurance is, right? It's covering pretty much debt or whatever burden you're leaving behind you. But as you approach retirement, it's a little bit different. You know, it's a little bit different. Now, the versions are different versus temporary insurance, which is term insurance, right? And then you have permanent insurance. And if you happen to have permanent, whether I know you or not, it's always usually a rule of thumb is trying to keep it if it's not a burden to yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't need it, if you don't need the income from the money you have and not a cash value, if it's not a burden, if you happen to stop paying for those premiums because you have so much cash in there and the dividends are helping to pay the premiums, that's a phenomenal, phenomenal policy. Again, if you don't need it, right? Because if you don't need it and it just keeps on growing, and then it's going to be potentially tax-free to beneficiaries, which is a phenomenal, phenomenal instrument to use. Now, keep in mind, one of the reasons why some folks would keep it is because if they have a pretty nice, sizable IRA or retirement plan, and they happen to pass away, and now their spouse is going to inherit that IRA, or children will inherit that IRA, and so on and so forth, eventually that income that they're going to be taking out would be taxable,
right?
So when you have that life insurance, if it makes sense, because not everybody it makes sense, but if it does make sense, and that's why we have to have a conversation one-on-one about it, that could be a tax-free investment, right? That could be a tax-free policy where it will help you lower the taxes that you will have to pay on those future IRAs. Now, there's more reasons behind it. The new versions of life insurance today have like long-term care riders where you can actually use the death benefit while you're alive. That's another option.
Dip into it when you need it.
There's so many ways.
So let's talk about debt with respect to a need for life insurance. You know, ideally our listeners retire debt-free, Peter, but it's just not the reality, especially right now. The latest numbers they have on this are from 2018. And a couple of things surprised me here. It showed 46% of homeowners 65 and older still carry a mortgage. And I bring that up because this is not our parents or our grandparents' era, okay? Where back then the houses were cheaper, obviously. Their income was probably less. But I feel like in retirement, most people back in the 60s and 70s and maybe even into the earliest 80s, you know, retired with no mortgage. The way they did it back then. And certainly we're not seeing that now with almost half of homeowners 65 and older still carrying a mortgage. You have said before that's not always bad debt. I'm curious, Peter, do you think that those numbers are so high because people have dipped into the equity in their home to pay off, you know, things like college or medical expenses?
Yeah, I mean, that could be a reason. I mean, the amount of folks I speak to have told me that they had to tap into a line of credit, or some of their equity because it was the cheapest way to access money for them at the time. So that is definitely one reason. And we look at equity in the home kind of the lazy way, if you understand what the rate
we've done it
is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, which is good. I mean, it's good debt to have, but if you're coming to the point where it's pretty much going toward your principal, and you're not really getting a taxable benefit from it, and you're fairly close to it, then we tell folks it doesn't make any sense. Just pay it off and just get rid of it, you know? But again, it all depends on your situation. But I personally love to have good debt, because if I'm able to make more money outside of that good debt, especially in today's environment with today's fixed rates, and you happen to refi at a 2 or 3%
right.
percent mortgage, that's phenomenal.
Ain't nobody doing that today, but yes, back then,
I
think we're sitting on 3% or something like that. And every once in a while we'll get a call, would you like to refinance? No. No, I would not like to refinance. So listen to this, Peter, because I think this is a whopper. Over the last 5 years in the United States, student loan debt held by senior citizens has increased 71.5%.
Wow.
Student loan debt, I'm going to say that again, by senior citizens has jumped 71.5%. What is that?
That is actually, I didn't realize
that
it was that high.
Stunning number.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was high.
You know, and then you have to ask, is that because that was an unsecured loan of some type that maybe your son or your daughter took out and went off to med school or law school, or, you know, was an 8 or 9 year super senior? Or is that debt held by the seniors? It doesn't get into the weeds of a lot of that. We have all heard student loan debt is the next bubble to burst. How do you tell your clients who are shouldering big amounts of student loan debt? What do you do heading into retirement with that?
You know what? Some folks had to run into scenarios like that, and they actually postponed it. They had to push out retirement
because
they just felt uneasy. You know, they didn't feel comfortable in having a very, very, very high amount of debt when it comes to student loans. And I don't really see many folks today retiring if that's on their shoulders. You know what I mean? Until their child, of course, graduates and secures a nice job, and it could take over that that payment every month. But that is a very, very it's an uncomfortable feeling as you're approaching retirement.
Oh man,
and it happens. I mean, it does happen.
This says debt in your name, of course, will be paid through your estate when you die, unless you have a co-signer who would then be responsible for paying those debts back by themselves. Life insurance is one option then, to keep your family or co-signers from being financially strapped if something would happen to you. You know, it's something people want to consider, Peter, if they're still paying off mountains of debt. And then it gets back to retirement and that retirement checklist we talk about. If you're sitting on mounds of debt, get with Peter and let's make a plan. Let's make a plan. What do you attack first when it comes to those debts so that you can have the retirement that you want, right, Peter?
Absolutely, without a doubt. You really have to understand what you could do today versus if you keep on waiting and waiting and waiting, because time, as you know, flies. And some folks simply just don't have the time on their side, depending upon their situation. So I encourage you to make sure we try to communicate about this as soon as possible.
So, you know, we know there are so many threats to your financial savings for everybody out there listening. Healthcare costs, long-term care costs, taxes. We can do an entire hour just on taxes. We always remind everybody, Peter, without a solid plan, people really do run the risk of missing opportunities to maximize their savings, walk away from tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits over your lifetime. We haven't even gotten into that, but you will help guide people through that process. There's so many different ways you can take Social Security. There are so many tax implications for all of these things. And I know that's one of the big items that you help your clients navigate.
Yeah, you have to have a written financial plan in place. And the reason for this is because it just helps you keep organized. And if you're not organized and you're not properly structured, you're going to start to get overwhelmed. You're going to get stressed out. You're not going to understand how to track certain things. It's just not going to put you on the right road. Okay. So when you understand what a written financial plan can do, you understand where your future income will be. You understand where your current income is. You understand where your risk is and where it's okay to have more risk versus less risk. You understand what your true levels of returns are. You understand where inflation protection comes in place. You understand what investments go to a spouse in the event of a passing,
yep,
and children and heirs. So there's so many different benefits as to understanding why it's so important to have a written financial plan. So this is what we do in-house. But first, we have to understand where you are in order to understand what you need to be. And if you happen to be in a very good situation, then all we're going to do is just another opinion on where you are right now. And that's it.
It's so important. Make that call, everyone, and let's do it. Let's do it together in 2023. Get our financial house in order. 1-800-880-8079. If you're listening again and you don't have an income strategy, or you don't even know what that income strategy might look like, now is the time to get with Peter and his great crew over at PCB Financial. They'll help you create a budget, figure out how much you're going to really need for the retirement that you've been dreaming about, help you uncover the main risks that pose a threat to that dream retirement, learn about options for generating income in retirement. That's a big one, Peter. There are people listening who, yes, I want to retire, but I also want to keep my mind sharp. I don't want to be bored in retirement, and they might want to pick up a side hustle, work on the side. There are tax implications even to that, Peter, after you retire, if you decide to dip your toe back in the employment pool.
Yeah, you have to be careful as to how much money you're showing, because you can now increase the amount of money you're paying on taxes when it comes to Social Security tax. If you go to pass a certain limit of taking too much income, there's a good possibility where you can start paying more Medicare premiums. So there's a lot of things to look for. And there are guidelines to make sure you understand how these things work, because the last thing you want to do is start to now go into your pocket every year and start paying Uncle Sam because you made too much money. Even if you made a couple of extra bucks, this can also cause damage down the road, okay? And if you happen to hit required minimum distribution time, these are all monies that you haven't never touched before, and you never did any kind of tax planning before, right? Let's say 73, now it's 73. This could put you possibly in a much, much higher tax bracket. Again, this is why we have to have a one-on-one conversation.
And Peter's here for it. Help you figure out how to keep your current standard of living in retirement, even as costs around us keep rising. The number is 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079, or go to pcbfinancial.com for so much information about the topics that we talk about every single week on the program. PCBfinancial.com is the website. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We are back with much more straight ahead.
This is your captain speaking. We're expecting fair skies, a smooth flight, and about a 85% chance or so of making it to our destination. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Would you stay on that plane? Of course not. Well, do you have a retirement plan where you probably won't run out of money? You need a plan that, no matter the destination, will help you get to and through retirement successfully. Peter Bambara and the team at PCB Financial can design a plan to help you get to your destination as comfortably as possible, even if Wall Street or the economy causes some turbulence. Call Peter Bambara and the PCB Financial team to start working on your retirement plan today. 1-800-880-8079. Get a plan designed to allow you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the retirement you worked so hard for. 1-800-880-8079. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on back to the program. Want to remind you the phone number? Get a hold of us at 1-800-880-8079 to make sure you are in a good, proper retirement lane. Everyone's lane is going to look different. You've heard the term, stay in your own lane. We want your lane to be a secure lane. Make sure you have all of your I's dotted, all of your T's crossed before this very important stage in your life. I have a friend who says you only get one shot at retirement. One shot at retirement. Are you in a good position to maximize your retirement? And that's what Peter is here for. Go to pcbfinancial.com, pcbfinancial.com, or again, give us a call at 1-800-880-8079. And I'll remind you, you can text book into that body of that text, 1-800-880-8079. 880-8079, and we will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. And let's talk about modern money, Peter. We know that millions of Americans have their money in something like a traditional IRA. In 2020, in fact, the total value of all of those accounts was about $19 trillion. And so people use these assets to squirrel away for retirement. But I know people have questions about the IRA versus the 401k. And, you know, my company actually last year started giving us an IRA option, Peter. We always just had a traditional 401k option. We now have a separate IRA option. Can you break down the difference first for our listeners, and then we'll get into the weeds of some of this?
Absolutely. So it's really important to understand that 401ks versus IRAs, there are certain limitations that you have access to and what you can contribute to. But the first key factor here is anytime you do have a, let's say, 401k at work, you want to make sure you are always, always maxing out your match.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a really, really important factor. Now, depending upon your age, yeah, it's important to do catch up. And the catch up, you want to max out the catch up as well. But you never want to neglect the match because it's free money, okay? Whether it's a 3% match, 5%, 6% match, whatever the case may be, okay? Now, some folks like to have a 401k and they also like to have an IRA, okay? You just need to make sure that you understand the basics of how much money you need to put in. So the 401k, you know, it's employer-sponsored retirement plans at work, okay? And an IRA is an individual retirement plan set up through, let's say, a retail brokerage firm, okay? The 401k, your contribution limit is higher than the limits for IRAs, mm-hmm. okay? You do have fewer selection of options, but you have options, but they're not customized to you. It's pretty much a general option, whether you want growth or value or bonds or whatever the case may be. So it's not customized, right? But many 401ks offer the options to borrow against these, which could be good, but also can be really bad if you don't put the money back for retirement.
Right.
Right? So
you're going to borrow it, put it back.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you put it back. Now, IRAs, so if most companies today, even when you're working at 59 and a half and older, if you're working, some of these companies have options to roll over a portion or all of your 401ks, and you can roll it over tax-free to an IRA. So your IRA is set up now. You design that. You create the selection of investments you want, okay? But it's very important that you understand that at this time frame, okay, when you're rolling things over, you're supposed to be now creating a customized plan for your future, all right? You just don't throw it in anything. That's not how it works.
Right.
You want to be able to customize it based upon your lifestyle. Now, some plans also today have options for Roth IRAs as well. Now, you have to find out if you can even contribute to a Roth IRA because it's based upon income limits, okay? But that's actually a very, very good option. And here's the reason why. If you remember many, many, many years ago, they said to us, you could put a bunch of money in your 401k. It's a great savings plan for retirement.
Yeah.
And when you retire, you're going to be in such a lower tax bracket, you're going to save a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that obviously didn't work out as planned, right? So now the big thing is trying to figure out how to put money towards a tax-free option, right? So you pay the taxes today, but when you put the money into a Roth IRA, for example, it's tax-free. Future income, the beneficiaries inherit these monies tax-free. There's no requirement of distributions in Roth IRAs. So there's a lot of benefits, but you have to find out if you can even do it, because if you make too much money, they actually stop you. But there are very, very good strategies around that, okay? And we could talk about that on another show. But it's important you understand the differences, all right? But always make sure you talk to a qualified advisor as well as a qualified tax professional so you understand these rules more properly, or just give me a call and we can do them in more detail.
That phone number, 1-800-880-8079, you mentioned required minimum distributions, and it's important for our listeners to remember that those rules changed as of the new year, 2023, one of the most notable provisions increased the age at which retirees must begin taking required minimum distributions. That's why we say must. The R in RMD stands for required. You used to have to start withdrawing your money from your retirement account at 72. And beginning January 1, they bumped that to 73. And by 2033, they're saying, Peter, the RMD age will increase again to 75. The government is basically giving you more time to sit on your own money before drawing it out. What are some of the benefits of that? To me, when I first saw this, I thought, well, I want my money now. Well, they're going to want their tax dollars out of some of that money, right?
Absolutely. So it's actually pretty scary. In some eyes, the good benefit could be, okay, it's allowing our people to save more money, okay? Deferring the money they don't have to touch.
Right.
Save, 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 let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. It is actually pretty much a disaster. It's a tax time bomb ready to go off.
Right. So and most people, Peter, be honest, I hate to bring this up. You don't know when you're going to die. Let's just be honest. You start, sure. To me, when I saw that 75, I thought, you start waiting until 75 to take your money out. What if you only live till 76? Then your heirs have issues with taxes, correct?
Yes, 100%. Your heirs, you personally, because as you know, when you defer it, let's say it is growing more. And while it's growing more, you're taking this percentage out of you need to take out. And let's call 3.9%, for example, for today's show, just for an example, 3 to 4%. And now the percentage on a higher number is going to be a higher figure. Higher
right.
figure, more income. More
right.
income, more taxes.
Right.
It's going to be a tax time bomb. And if you do not plan between 59 and a half and 73, that is your window. Now, there are things that you could do after 73. Or if you're already taking required minimum distributions, there are strategies, advanced strategies that you can put in place. But the window of your life is between 59 and a half and 73, where you're going to get the maximization of the best benefits that you will never see again.
You know, Forbes says that the required minimum distribution rules can trigger the highest penalty in the tax code if you don't follow the rules. We are talking millions or billions of dollars annually in the United States collectively in steep penalties, potentially higher taxes, swiping away at your savings if you don't do that correctly. And you know, for people who don't listen to the show regularly, you might be wondering, what, it's my money. Why are they forcing me to withdraw it? Quite simply, the government wants its tax dollars out of that.
Yeah, it's money you kept on deferring. You never pay any taxes on it. You got the tax deduction while you were working, but you have to be able to now take the money out because those taxes need to be paid, all right? And deferring it to 73 is not a very smart idea. So if you understand planning, if you want to create a plan, if you want to understand if it makes sense for you, then give me a call, 1-800-880-8079. Let's talk about this in more detail. But do not wait just because they're saying, okay, we could defer it even more. It's not
right.
going to help you.
Well, and with the deferment, you know, you mentioned this could potentially push you into a higher income tax bracket, could trigger higher taxes on Social Security benefits, could cause a higher Medicare premium surtax. And I know, Peter, you have had clients who inherit this IRA. If a spouse passes away, if you are the sole heir and your mom and dad pass away, there are an entire different set of rules for the heirs who inherit these things. I wouldn't even know where to begin with this. And so if you're younger and you're listening and this is you, you really need someone in your corner to explain those rules if you are a beneficiary of one of those accounts.
Without a doubt. I mean, and this is actually good communication of putting together some kind of a basic spreadsheet
yep.
for your heirs so they understand what they're up against.
Yes, where are my accounts? Who is in charge of my accounts? Even ask your mom and dad that so you know.
This is why you're supposed to be doing reviews, right?
Right.
So making sure that even though we had an ugly previous year, you cannot neglect doing a review. You cannot neglect not looking at your statements. You need to understand what's working, what's not working. You need to understand how these new rules can affect your beneficiaries or each other as a spouse, and making sure you all understand that you need to be on the same page.
I always remind everybody, Peter, it doesn't have to be complicated either. I know you would prefer people not gather up everything in a trash bag and dump it on your desk, I'm sure, but you can handle that. You have people to handle that. That this doesn't have to be a daunting task to gather up some simple stuff from your employment history, from, you know, tax return stuff, get it into Peter. And that initial conversation does not have to be difficult or daunting, just to see where you are. You know, you don't know what you don't know. And let's all do this together in 2023 and make sure you are in the best possible position for the retirement you've always dreamed of. And Peter, especially for that initial meeting with you, kind of walk people through that. It doesn't have to be complicated.
No, this can be really, really simple. We're just going to have a short conversation first to understand what your needs are, what your goals are, what your concerns are. We want to make sure we're crossing these T's and dotting the I's, and then we could possibly go to the next phase, which is what's called a stress test review and analysis, and see what you have in place so we understand if there is any kind of threat up against what you have currently right now. And then, of course, finally from there, we just want to make sure we're doing a simple review in regards to where you were and also where you should be heading towards based upon your goals. So at the end of the day, it's all about your lifestyle. It's all about your goals and what you want to happen. So if the communication process between what you want and what you're planning for, if those are connecting, you're on track. If it's not connecting, we just need to be aware of it, and that's it.
Yes. Do I have enough money for a yacht? You will even help people break that down. And I hope for all of our listeners, the answer is yes, but you need to know what you have in the bank. And Peter, you'll help people divide that out over the years. You have models that help do that, computer models that help do that, so that you know, what does my real budget look like? The number is 1-800-880-8079 once again. And you can text us at that number too. We'll shoot you out a copy, a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money: Retirement in Any Economy. We're back with much more on the Modern Money Show with Peter Bambara straight ahead.
The holidays often remind us how expensive life can be. If you're feeling a bit more financially squeezed this season and worry about how you'll fare in retirement, call Peter at 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter.
Peter Bambara at PCB Financial often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you've saved that's important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Peter has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with income you need for as long as you live? Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial to find out. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Peter Bambara. 1-800-880-8079. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Peter Bambara, the president of PCB Financial Group. I am your host, Dana Wright. Want to remind everyone the phone number, and hey, you can leave us a message on this line, by the way, if you have questions for Peter. Sometimes we pull that out for our upcoming mailbag segment. Time for your questions, and the phone number is 1-800-880-8079. And we just talked about this, Peter, but the first question out of the gate is about long-term care insurance. Peter, is that the way to go? I'm worried about coverage for that, or are there other options to consider?
Wow, that's a great question. Long-term care coverage. I mean, I'm a big believer on it, especially the newer versions of this. Okay, now of course, the younger you are, the better it is, the cheaper the premiums, and so on and so forth. But don't look at it like that. Don't look at it as the cheaper the premiums. Really look at how to maximize the benefits that come with it. For example, the new versions today, the modernized versions today. There's a couple of different ones, but think of it as you're putting money to the side into a policy. The new versions, okay? And the funds that you put in there can grow tax-deferred. It can grow with some kind of small interest rate depending upon what company you use. And then let's say, for example, if you never use it, then what's happening here is the money plus interest can eventually go to your beneficiaries, okay? Now, of course, if you do use it, whatever funds left over that you don't use, a difference can go to beneficiaries as well. But the whole purpose of this is understanding that you don't necessarily have to start throwing money away anymore.
Right.
Like years ago, you had to pay this premium, and if you don't use it, boom, it's gone. And years ago, like I'm hearing today, you're paying this premium and 10 years go by and now they want to increase these premiums 20 to 30%, 40%.
And there's no benefit if you never use it.
Yeah. And if you never use it, gone. The money's gone even faster. So the new versions today are beneficial. Okay. Find out about them or give me a call, 1-800-880-8079, and ask a lot of great questions and I'll tell you exactly what to look for. But I'm a big believer on it, especially if you feel that it can complement your portfolio.
Well, we just talked about this. Families are draining their savings for long-term care insurance. And I found this. The national annual median cost of care ranges around $108,000 a year for a room in a nursing home. Okay.
Wow.
$100,000 a year. That is almost an impossible number for most families to work out, digest. I don't care how many siblings are in the family. And Peter, we see this. We see fractures in families when it comes to care, who's in charge of the care, who's in charge for paying for that care. So please, if you have questions about that, give Peter a call because there are implications for the entire family when it comes to those very important but difficult topics. Let's move on to question number two. Peter, I've been hearing rumors at work about possible downsizing. I was planning to retire in the next year or two anyway. Should I go ahead and retire or let them fire me? That's a good question.
That is actually pretty funny.
Well, there are benefits to having a company separate with you.
Sure.
Versus you separating with the company. I mean, it depends on where you work, but what do you say, Peter?
This is actually a question I have never received in the 17 years I'm doing this. So this is actually an interesting question. I say stick with it for as long as you possibly can. If they wind up letting you go, believe it or not, in most cases, it's actually in your benefit.
Yeah, so and you can get like a separation.
Go,
you can get separation money, all that stuff.
Everything. You'll probably get a couple of extra bucks, severance. I mean, I feel like if it's meant to be and they let you go, try to stick with it for as long as you possibly can, okay? And if you feel like you're very, very, very close to that retirement date, all right, then hold out to it, man. Hold out to it for as long as possible. But if they let you go, it's definitely a better fit.
call your boss and say, are you planning on this? Because I'd like you to buy me out. all right. Here is one. I know you get a lot of questions and you have a lot of clients who have gone through divorce. And here's one, Peter. I am 58. I have divorced after 30 years of marriage. The divorce was within the last 2 years. She says, my ex-husband is 64. He is already remarried. I stayed home to raise our kids. And since that was my career, I want to know when I can start taking some of his Social Security benefits. And we looked this up 1 week, Peter. That's true. If you are divorced, you are still entitled to some benefit there. Explain to people what that means.
Yes. So you believe it or not, because you've been married for so long, and on average, I'm saying here, it has to be longer than a decade, and clearly that's what you are married, much more longer than a decade, then you're going to have the right to collect Social Security for sure, especially if you said you are a stay-at-home mom, you'll be able to collect some kind of a Social Security as long as – now, there's a lot of stipulations here.
You got to be married 10 years prior to the divorce. But I want to be clear. When I first started reading about this, it sounds like someone is like stealing money from someone else's pot of money. That's not how this works.
Correct. Yeah. You're not.
It's your own pot of money.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. It's your money. But you're married at least 10 years or longer for sure. And making sure your ex-spouse is 62 or older. And I believe you said Dana, 64?
Yep, he's 64.
Yeah, so you should be okay. Now filing, as long as you have a good, still good relationship, you'll have to communicate, of course, with your ex-spouse, and making sure you guys are communicating together. But you can collect as long as your ex-spouse is 62 or older, you'll be able to collect that. So see what those numbers are, and see if you're able to collect that as soon as possible.
Go to that SSA.gov website for more on that, and I am sure there is a tab on that SSA.gov about divorced people who have questions about that. Next question. Peter, my wife and I have always wanted to run a small bed and breakfast after we retired. We're hopeful we can still do that now that people seem more interested in traveling and getting back to normal. But do you think trying to run a business and generating income in the hospitality industry is too much of a risk right now? We don't really want to totally walk away from our dream of making it work. Great question.
So you're looking to open up a business, okay? And if this is something that you always wanted to do, I say go for it, right? But you have to also keep in mind in regards to excess liquidity, right? Additional yep. funds to the side, because obviously you don't want to put your full retirement at risk in the event that this does go at a different direction, or if we happen to have another major pandemic, right? And you're shut down and you don't have right. any income coming in. So I always like to say, keep your serious money to the side, okay? And I'm sure there's all kinds of loans that you can take out, especially for small businesses that I say you rely on. Make sure you open up your LLC, but make sure you're talking to an accountant as well, not just a financial advisor. But I say do not put your hard work and serious money at risk, okay? And try to figure out another direction to make sure that you are protected on both sides, personal and just also business.
All right, next question. Peter, this is always awkward. We've been getting a lot of pressure from our neighbor's son to buy a life insurance policy from him. It's causing a little bit of friction right now. I don't think it's that huge big of a deal to give him a little business. My husband wants nothing to do with it. Would it really be a bad thing for us to have some extra coverage? Whew, they don't give an age here, Peter. So let's break this down, because I think that answer is going to be different if you're in your 40s versus, you know, if you're 70. I don't know that it's probably a good idea to be spending money on a life insurance policy right now, but go ahead.
Yeah, so this is actually hard, right? And I'm going to do my best to keep this very general, right? But like you said, it depends upon your age, you know, how much debt do you have? It doesn't hurt to have some extra life insurance, right? But also keep in mind that there's two kinds, right? The permanent, which is a little bit more heavier on the price, but it does give you some great cash value benefits. And then you have term, which I like to say temporary. It's almost like renting an apartment, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're working, for example, and you have life insurance at work, that's good. If you don't have life insurance individual at home outside of work, then I'm a big believer in having additional coverage outside of work, because if you wind up ever leaving work for a new job, we don't know if that's going to carry over. Usually it doesn't.
Right.
And we don't know what kind of life insurance you'll have a new job. So while you're younger, it's actually better when it comes to premiums. Now, if you're older, in this case, well, if you don't have as much debt, that's fine. If you're older, I'm a big believer on permanent. And the reason why I'm saying this is because if you happen to have IRAs or qualified investments, if one spouse passes away, you can inherit each other's IRAs, and that could be a taxable event. Depending upon the size of your estate, if your estate's fairly large, maybe you need some additional life insurance for a tax-free death benefit. So there's so many different areas and directions to go towards. So making sure you make the best educated decision, feel free to give me a call and I can walk you through the possibilities based upon your current situation. Yep. But there's way too many variables here.
It is. And age is going to have so much to do with it. And I've got a little bit of personal experience with this because I am younger than my husband, Peter, by about 14 years. Okay.
Wow.
So my life insurance, and women are always generally cheaper with life insurance anyway.
Yes.
It's like auto insurance because I say we're smarter and we tend to live longer. But my policy, I think every single month is like $67. I mean, it's nothing.
Okay.
Peter, it's nothing. But my husband's policy, he is 63, and I think his policy is three times what
oh, yeah, I believe it.
I pay for mine. So that's why we're saying – like it's hard with that generalized question to really answer what people should do there, because there's going to be a huge swing in cost depending on your individual circumstances and your age and all of those things.
Absolutely.
Which is why you need to give Peter a call, 1-800-880-8079. And oh, let's end with this one. This is one that I think that you get a lot, Peter, and hopefully will resonate with a lot of our listeners who are almost at retirement age. I can't keep up with what's going on with required minimum distributions. When do we have to take those? And Peter, I'm going to have you start with just reminding people what is the RMD? The operative word there that people need to remember is required, because the government wants its money.
Yeah, this is a required minimum distribution, right? This RMD that we hear a lot. Now, it's very important to understand that this money has to come out, okay, has to come out before end of year.
Get your retirement money, but the government at certain ages is going to say you are required to start taking some of the money out.
100%. So, and this is so important as a topic, especially for those who don't need the income. You're actually forced to take this money out. And the Uncle Sam wants you to be able to pay those taxes that you haven't paid. You've been deferring it for so many years. So right now, as we're doing the show, right now it's currently 72 is when you have to start. Mm-hmm. There are talks that they want to increase that. But right now, as of today, it is 72. So what this means is 72 says, okay, I had to take out required minimum distributions. Okay, how do we calculate this? Well, a number of things you have to do here. First off, it's based on the end of previous year value. So as you know, every year that will change. It'll go up and go down and go up and go down. And then also you want to make sure you understand your age, right? So it's 72, end of year before the previous year. You usually get a printout or a letter from the company you're working with who has a retirement account. And you want to get all of those retirement accounts together. And whatever the dollar amount is, you have to make sure you take it out right before end of year. Yep. Now, you do have some leg room here. If you're 72 and you do it for the first time, you can actually defer to the following year. Don't do that, okay? Just know you have to keep it simple. Take it out before the end of the year, and that's it. You'll never get in trouble.
Thank you for the questions. Thank you always for the great answers, Peter. I want to remind everyone the phone number, 1-800-880-8079. Go to themodernmoneyshow.com or pcbfinancial.com. And Peter, I look forward to these chats every week. We will see you back here next week. Make it a great week, everybody.
Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.